Political faction rights. Like everyone, political factions have a 1A right to speak, assemble, and petition the government for grievances. They have zero rights to petition for favor, power, or be anywhere inside our government that interferes with we the people's right to consent to our government, full stop. In that respect, political factions are uncotas. We the people's 1A gives no one the right to be heard except in court and petitioning for grievances. Too many people confuse the right to speak. It does not include being heard. We the people petition our government. But that is feckless when political factions evaluate ideology, not we the people's DOI/COTUS. P46 ignored we the people, no matter how much we petition to stop the pain. That must never happen again. Our Abba Father, and therefore our founding fathers, hated political factions. They were minor in 1787, and Federalist No. 10 still eviscerated them because they knew the danger the political factions presented to social liberty. P1 called them a frightful despotism after experiencing them in office. That is a rock-solid foundation for our Godly Civics WePeg 1787 mission. Godly Civics restores our one nation under God to government by principles, the laws of nature, which demand research and affordability for outcomes, constant evaluation, and course correction or cancellation over time. Without a consensus study proof, there is zero room for ideas and group favors at the federal or state legislative bodies. That leaves no room for exercising political faction power. The situation is so dire today because the Nahas Blue faction has destroyed everything we hold dear in our one nation under God by inserting themselves between we the people, our representatives, our government, and our last resort, the free press. Believers must hate political factions as well because the Nahas Blue faction has infiltrated every societal institution, including our worship centers. Too many pulpit leaders remain silent, flummoxed by the division of politics. Godly Civics ends that fear. The only surviving solution is to redeem our one nation under God to our Abba Father's 1776 creation, return our representatives' loyalty to their districts and nature's laws in WePeg 1787, and reclaim we the people's DOI, right to consent, devoid of all power-hungry factions. Godly Civics and WePeg 1787 free our worship centers from political division and pave the way to a lasting victory for our Abba Father and all social liberty-loving citizens, believers or not.